Hi, this is Ann Cavera with another episode of Speeding Past 80. Today's episode is called Unopened Books. You know, as a writer, I generally divide books into three categories. The first category is books I read and then I think, this is terrible. Who wrote this? I can write better than this. How did they get this story published? What a waste of time and paper. Thankfully, there are not many books that fall into that category. The second category is books that make me think, you know, this is pretty good. I see what the author did with the plot here. That's interesting. I think I can see where the story is going. Good book. Nice read. Most books belong in this category. Then there's the third category where, from the moment I read a few lines, I'm thinking, wow, didn't see that coming. The language is beautiful. I think if I could practice writing for 100 more years, I'd never reach this level. For the rest of the day, everything else can wait. Can't put this one down. Books like All the Light We Cannot See, A Man Called Of, and a few years ago, the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Anybody remember that one? When Jim and I moved into this house more than a dozen years ago, we bought extra bookcases so that every book could be properly shelved. Well, today, after buying books at many library book sales, ordering books online, buying in local stores, enjoying books I've gotten as gifts, my shelves are a total mess. There are books crammed in sideways on top of the shelved books. I have small stacks on tables, floors, and counters. Even I could recognize the time has come when I have to let some of these books go. That's really hard for me. Well, a couple of the grandkids have been helping, and we've developed a system. I sit in a comfortable chair, and they bring me small stacks of books. I carefully look each book over and decide which ones stay and which ones go. Last week, on one of the sorting days, a small book fell from one of the stacks. It's about 4 inches wide, 5 inches long, and maybe just over 100 pages. The title is Waking Up Bees, B-E-E-S. The title didn't tell me a whole lot. You know, I've seen this book from time to time for many years. I've never read it. The author, Jerry D-A-O-U-S-T, Doust, isn't a familiar name to me. So, out of curiosity, I opened the book and read a couple of pages at random. The immediate surprise was that the writing was good. In fact, it was better than good. The language was spare, no wasted words here. The imagery was vivid. Immediately, I found myself immersed in a different world. This little book has 10 short stories. Only the first and last are related. In the first story, three college friends are on a road trip. Here's a quote. We'd been on the road almost 24 hours straight with no sleep. That's the only way to travel, though, when you're in college and too poor for airplanes and motels and too hungry for the road to let mere poverty stop you from getting on it and flinging yourself as far down it as you can. Immediately, I felt as if I were back in a car in college, surrounded by friends, stale Cheetos, and overripe fruit. Each one of the stories in this little book explores life questions through the eyes of people in situations as different as a southern plantation during slavery and a young man proposing marriage to his childhood sweetheart while they're sitting in a treetop watching a family reunion unfold below. This little book amazes me. It was printed in 1999 by St. Mary's Press. Maybe it's been on my shelf 10 or 20 years. Who knows? But how could I have missed a Category 3 book all of these years? A couple of days ago, a woman I've known for many years stopped by to pick up a couple of my books. We volunteered at church together on several things. We've been together socially. I thought she'd be here maybe 15 or 20 minutes, just long to grab the books and leave. She came about 3 p.m. Two and a half hours later she left with the books. During those hours we talked, really talked, probably for the first time ever. We shared childhood memories, stories about our parents, our children, our grandchildren, our husbands. How could I have sat beside her and worked with her all those years without hearing her stories? Is this what life has come to? We pass by Category 3 books and Category 3 people without ever taking the time to know what's inside. Thanks for listening. This is Ann Cavera with Speeding Past 80. I have a book. It's called Ride a Summer Wind. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Thank you.